You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, some people send this old-fashioned email, which is great. We like it. You can find that if you just go online to mix100.com, mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top of the page. You can send us a message that way. Or what most people are doing these days, just going on to the social. Just go to the Facebook page for Dom and Jeremy. That's what you search for, Dom and Jeremy. That's how you find us. You can sound off, ask a question, tell us your problem. This one comes from Sarah. No H, though.
All right.
No H. She says, I've got a strange question for you and your listeners. Is it a good idea to date your neighbor? A super hot guy, those are her words, super hot guy moved in across the street from me 4 months ago, and we've waved to each other a few times. I love this part. He's always outside doing something, and if he's working in his yard, he's shirtless.
Oh, God. Does he live in my neighborhood?
You've got that guy, that's right.
All the guys in the neighborhood mow with their shirts off. Ugh.
She writes, I admit to wandering back over to the window several times to check his progress. Oh. And then she put a winky face.
Mm-hmm. That's good lines in the lawn.
Yesterday, I ran into him at the community mailboxes, and we chatted for a moment, and he actually asked if I'd like to go grab coffee, maybe lunch. And it didn't seem like just a get-to-know-your-neighbor thing.
Oh.
Sarah writes, I was sort of flustered and said, sure, we could probably do that. Let's touch base next week. Now I'm wondering if it's cool to date a neighbor. And then listen to this, Jeremy.
All right.
She goes, the reason I ask is because my old college roommate did this a couple of years ago and said it ended horribly, and then she had to see the guy all the time.
There it is.
She writes, do you boys have an opinion about this? And that is from Sarah, no H. Well, first of all, we have opinions on everything.
Well, Sarah, with no H, you probably should listen to your old college friend. That's instantly where my mind went.
Really?
It's all fun and games right now, and you get all schmoopy and gooey and whatever. You go on a couple dates, make out, who knows. But then things get weird when it doesn't work out, and he's still across the street. And you're still looking at him, and you're probably going to see other cars coming and going with new girlfriends. And it's going to be a nightmare for Sarah with no H. Right? Am I right?
I hear what you're saying.
It's legit, Dom.
No, I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. But I don't. So there's already too many barriers to meeting the right person. And if we start putting artificial barriers up, like, you know, it used to be, well, I can't date them because I work with them. And now we find that, what is it, like 30% of married couples are people who met at work. You know, and now it's, I can't date him because he lives across the street. Well, he doesn't live across the hall in your house. He's across the street. I mean, he's not in your house.
But she's standing at this big window staring at him all the time.
Well,
he's highly accessible.
I got news for you. If she goes out with him and it ends horribly like her old roommates and she thinks he's, you know, a jerk, then she's not going to be standing at the window. In fact, she'll probably close the blinds. But I just don't like people putting up artificial barriers to something that's rare anyway.
Sure, but I guess you gotta have to plan for that, though. Like, say it doesn't end horribly, but it just doesn't work out on, like, his side. He's not feeling it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's still going to be bumming, and she's still got to see him. Well, that's the thing, is you still see that person.
Well, why are you automatically assuming that things are going to be horrible? What if, like,
they might,
hypothetically,
it might be great. Sure,
what if they go out, they fall head over heels in love, they decide
Absolutely.
To walk down the aisle together, and they can tell the story for the rest of their lives? We met because he moved in across the street.
We don't like those happy stories, Dom. We want drama in our lives. Don't you know this?
Well, I will admit that our radio show thrives on
yes,
drama.
We
and
slurp
problems.
It up like a cheap soup.
But right now, we don't know that there's going to be drama.
No, but we want the drama. Okay, and then who's to say it's not one of these situations where he is just dating. He's dating people, okay? So he goes out with her for a few dates, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she does look across the street, and there's another woman over there this weekend, or maybe another woman over there another Friday night. And then he's asks her out again. Like, it's just going to get complicated, isn't it?
So you're saying that you he's can't dating. Go out with a person based on all the things that could go wrong?
No, you can, but I just don't like it that she's within visual inspection of what's going on. It's fine to be, you know, in a, you know, a few blocks away being naive about what's going on versus seeing cars come and go.
That was going to be my next question for you is, if across the street is not okay, what type of distance is required? Does it just have to be, what if it was around the corner, but she has to drive past his house every day on her way home?
A minimum of a 15-minute drive is what I'm going to say.
If we did five calls says it all, what's your prediction?
Oh, my gosh. You know, in my heart, I hope everybody that's going to call in here in a few minutes is going to say, go for it and date the guy.
Is that your prediction, though?
Total opposite of what I want to happen. That's my prediction. I think most people are going to say, girl, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some.
There's probably people who agree with you, though.
Yeah.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you're new to our show or to Mix 100, we do these kind of things. If you've been around for a while, you know we rely on you to come up with a determination here. Is Sarah without an H going to take this guy up on his let's go out offer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know you have an opinion. Come on. Here's Beth that wrote in. This is such a Beth thing to say. She says, this guy sounds like he's full of himself. He's always walking around with no shirt on and picking neighbors up. Run, run, run. Sounds like a total egomaniac. Don't trust him. Beth.
My God, Beth. You're really reaching there. You don't even know this guy.
Beth's been burned, I think. This guy's full of himself. My goodness.
Let's go to the phones. Take a couple of calls on this. Corinne and Pam and Christina for sure. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, boys.
Morning. So what would you tell Sarah without the H?
I mean, why not go for it? What if she doesn't go for it and she just walked away from her soulmate? Because she was scared that it may not have gone well.
Yeah, because Jeremy scared her.
Yeah, because it could get ugly.
If this was her soulmate and Jeremy talked her out of it, I'm going to be really angry.
I didn't know we were going to throw soulmates into this.
And here's my second thing. I feel like coffee and lunch is kind of a no-pressure date. It's kind of a let-me-get-to-know-you date. It's not like the after to a fancy dinner, like a pressured, this is a day, get fancy type thing. I mean, to me, coffee and lunch is a, hey, let's see if we do click.
This is a gateway date, though. This is a gateway date.
Yeah.
I would take what you're saying, Corinne, and I would even ratchet it back a bit and say yes, because my opinion is yes, go, but take the lunch out of it and make it just coffee the first time.
Yeah, just make it coffee. Just make it just easy, casual. Nope. Like I said, nope. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, they live across the street. Why don't they just go sit in each other's front yard and chat? Have a glass of Tang.
Coffee.
You know?
There's that too. Corinne, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Corinne.
You guys too. Bye, boys.
Very similar. Kim wrote in and she says, Jeremy, why do you have to be such a Debbie Downer? Sarah needs to go for it. Even if she's not thinking long term, she needs to go have some fun. Go date. Make out with a hot boy. If anything, maybe she'll get a cute lawn guy out of it. And that's from Kim.
Cute lawn guy. Hello, Pam. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
We're
both shirtless right now.
You bet. What do you think?
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tan.
Oh, very nice.
What do you think, Pam?
I'm thinking she just needs to go to lunch. He just might be neighborly is all and want to get to know his neighbors.
Maybe he just has some questions about the HOA, right?
Exactly. And a lot of people mow their yard shirtless, you know? So,
You know what?
You just can't turn it down.
But he's cute, Pam.
You bring up a really good point, though, that maybe she is blowing this up. When in his mind, it's just like, hey, I just want to get to know a cute neighbor and, you know, go grab coffee and...
Yeah. Mm.
You can always go grab coffee, and if it's something later, then figure it out then. But now it's just coffee or lunch. Go for it.
Pam, have a wonderful day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too.
All right, we appreciate you. And Christina. Christina, good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
So what are you going to tell Sarah without the H?
Listen, I would tell Sarah that life is short, and when your hot neighbor asks you out, you don't say no.
Boom, done, bottom line, he's hot, go for it.
You know, that's really...
You know, what else is there to say,
right? You can't win the lottery if you don't buy the ticket.
She's got a million of
them.
You're
awesome.
But the thing is, Jeremy may disagree with you, but I agree with you. I mean, how do you... You don't know until you go for it. You don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. Yeah. You're right.
You just don't know.
You can't live this. You can't live a life of fear. Like, what could go wrong with this situation? And what could go wrong with this situation? It's not like she's going to lose a limb or anything.
No, if anything, she is just being neighborly, you know, and I guess. I don't
exactly.
Know.
Sarah should go for it.
Until they make out.
Yeah. Christina, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day.
You guys too. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
I
did
like
she change your mind at all? Or
oh,
no?
You know, this whole time I've been playing devil's advocate.
What? You can't say that.
Of course I can. I like playing devil's advocate.
Anytime you lose an argument, you come back and
say,
oh,
I usually stick to my guns pretty good, but no. I want her to go for it. I really do.
Well, what I want, and I'm going to make a note here, we're going to need follow-up on this one.
Absolutely.
Don't we have a couple that are overdue on follow-ups anyway?
Probably.
I think we are. We need to reach out to some of these people because that's part of our agreement. If we put your story on the air,
yeah,
you have to agree to follow up and let us know what happens.
It's going to drive her insane if she doesn't go out with him. I mean, the door has been opened. He's asked her out. He's gorgeous. It's going to drive her nuts if she says no.
Probably chews with his mouth open, though.
Mouth breather, yeah.
Farts and all that other stuff. So. thank you for your calls. Thanks for all the messages. If you'd like to reach out with your own problem, just go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.